to Killer Crawlspace. This is episode 28. This is, like I said, going to be the fourth episode of the six victims I cover this week. And like I said, episode 7 is going to kind of tie them all in together. But there wasn't a whole lot on this case either. But her name was brought up in a lot of the other articles I was reading and stuff. So I figured I would share her story too, since it was tied a little bit to the person I'll be mentioning in episode 7. But Deborah K, I believe that's how it's K-A-Y-E, I would say K Smith, but she was 10 years old around the time she disappeared. I tried finding when she was born, but there's not a lot, like I said, not a lot of information on her case. She would have been born somewhere between 82 or 83, depending on when she turned 10, but she was from the same area as Dawn was, Massillon, Ohio. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. But she would go missing on June 15th, 1983. It was reported she was a diabetic as well. She was taken from a street carnival at the time, according to her mother. Her body wouldn't be found until August 6, 1983. And the location was roughly about 15 miles from her home. But she was found on the bank of the Tuscarawas River. Like I said, sorry if I pronounced that wrong. But it doesn't mention what killed her. I'm assuming she possibly was strangled and raped like the other girls were in the episodes I've covered so far. But there's one thing that they mention on this, that there was candle wax found on her body. So now the question is, who killed Deborah Smith?